Go around, Keith. Jody, go back with Keith around. Verses by yourself. Come in on the course. Is this the one she wants to sing?
We'll start on the
course. That's high on me. I have to sing a tenor. Night singing. Try a little bit of the course before we begin. I may have to make some faces, don't get scared.
Yeah, we're going to sing when everybody's ready.
Ready?
Seem like everybody is interested in a lot of hymns. We've been asked to sing some of the hymns, so we've picked one of the hymns now we'd like to sing for you that I really don't recall many wrote, just like this one. To me, it's quite an unusual hymn. It's entitled, What Will I Leave Behind? We've got it out on one of our albums that you might pick up sometimes. Maybe a better arrangement than what we're going to do on it right now for you. But I think it's a beautiful song and has a beautiful meaning. You know, the Bible often speaks of the eternal life and what's on the other side we don't know, and that's what this song is wrote about it. The man who wrote this song was evidently thinking in terms of what will I leave behind? What's the people are going to be like that I leave behind and these things. So that's what the song is wrote about. We'd like to sing a verse or two of it for you right now.
What will I leave behind after I leave our worlds unknown?
this is my prayer for Lord today. Let me be wholly thine. When I am called from earth away, let heaven then be mine. Leave behind, yes, leave behind. What will I leave? I left to a leap for worlds unknown. What will I leave behind?
Thank you.
Thank you. What will I leave behind? It's a mighty pretty old number, isn't it? It's already in tune. Oh, yes.
Did you sing it right back? You sing with the guitar and mandolin?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We played tent meetings as high as 5 weeks on a street.
We played a lot of funerals in our days. Uh-huh. Yeah. Special requests.
You ever hear this song? Let's go. Send the cup to the dog lies here. And perhaps I'll ever meet any. They'll gather in heaven's bright city. Far away from that beautiful shore. And hit it in A.
After we break up here, there's a 1.5 watermelons inside it. Ice cold. This
what are you going to do?
We'd like to do you another hand. This one was wrote by an old preacher that we used to know. He used to preach on Oak Hill, West Virginia, with us. His name was Samson, and he wrote this song. This song is also wrote from the many scriptures of the Bible. He called it entitled Hiding It. I notice in one scriptures in the Bible where one man requested that God hide him in his grave till these bad things passed over. So I really appreciate a man like this that wrote this kind of a song. And he must have been an awful good man, or he wouldn't have had these thoughts behind him to write. So if you can understand the words of Banjo's pretty loud, and I don't know any other way to play it but loud, but we'll try to bring the words out enough that you can get. Hide me, O my Savior, hide me in thy holy place, resting there beneath thy glory. Oh, let me see thy face. Hide me, O blessed Savior, hide me. O Savior, keep me safely, O Lord. Savior, hide me.
oh, blessed Savior, hide me. Oh, Savior, keep me, save me, oh Lord, with thee.
Just rhythm and a lot of singing, so. Okay, let's take a little trip here where the roses are. I have an old tape or two, and I Yeah, I had a chance to get a lot. I'm sure I didn't. These things pass once in a lifetime, and you don't realize it, but it can be done. If I knew what I know now, I'd have this many tapes. You know, but it got too late.
Sure. Still know some of the songs, don't you?
Yeah.
Better get them on tape before you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh,
man. I got a reason to play one, man.
Yeah, I'll play one more now. We got to get over there and get
started. How soon do you want us to wrap up here?
Class is over.
Class is really over before you can sing. If anybody's got any requests, you can just finish
that. I'm big yelp at it. Can I want you to get started? You can't hardly
But you got to pick up Sam over there, you know. Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to lead you all over there now. You ever hear any of Buddy Starcher's stuff?
Yeah.
He had some good stuff. He had a lot of old, he made the answer to the Wildwood Flower. Did you ever hear that? Yeah, I don't think I got the words now. But he had it. Is he dead now, or do you know?
No, as far as I know, he's dead.
Yeah.
Selling used cars.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. It's been a long, long time. Yeah, see, here was one. This is one that's a... By the valley road, around the view, with an old walking in his dusty clothes and never sits free. Off his true love, the pretty seal. That was one of his. I learned a verse of that. He used to be around Bluefield, West Virginia, and in Virginia, as you could hear it. Up a morning, I think, a lot. In fact, me and Everett was supposed to work with him when we were young.
Yeah.
But something happened, we didn't go. We turned some other direction.
Y'all ready?
All right, we'd like to do a little fiddling tune here for you now. We're gonna turn this one loose out of what shoot number one we'd call. Little tune here called the eighth. No, we're not gonna do the eighth of January. We decided different. We're gonna do the Mississippi Sawyer. Is that okay? Good enough. Okay. Here it is, a Mississippi Sawyer. Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much. Tell you one little thing here that I promised when I'm over here that we'd try to do. Mark and I don't play much fiddle together, but we will try just one tune. If Mark will get his fiddle, I hope he don't have much time of tuning that thing as I did mine here. We'll try just one here. The kind of harmony we do is not real professional now. It's not the kind of twin fiddles that some of these Nashville people do down there that real gets it uniquer. Anybody wants to, you're welcome to play with this one. Why, use it for some of your class. Hey, about this tune, it's good to play at weddings and parties and things like that, especially weddings, because it is about a wedding. We do it a lot of times at weddings, but we have it a little higher than this, so we're not gonna waste tuning. I might even try to sing a verse, even though it'll be too low, but just to show you what it's like, in case you want to learn it and do it. I think it's a good number. Call with this ring, I'll be with. Thank you. That's just a tune, just an idea. We haven't got it worked out really the way it should be, but it can be worked out real good. You got enough fiddlers around here, you can do anything you want to do. Okay, thank you. You've really been wonderful.
Thanks,
and it's been our pleasure, believe me. We have had a wonderful time. And you got a wonderful teacher here. Somebody can get the job done.